It's Monday, January 12, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. More tech fallout. Key detail to learn from AWS. CEO experience. Is it as good as promised? And security moves in two kinds of extortion. This is the Business of Tech. I feel obligated to cover the continuing fallout from last week. Most platforms have taken down Donald Trump's account or any accounts affiliated with pro-Trump violence. Reddit pulled r/Donald Trump, Twitch pulled his channel, Shopify his stores, Twitter his account, Facebook and Instagram too, plus Snapchat. Social app Parler says its vendors have abandoned it. Google on Friday, Apple on Saturday, Amazon, which is their hoster, moved on Sunday. Even its lawyers said goodbye. All cited violations of their terms of service. That new Alphabet Workers Union from last week had asked YouTube to ban President Trump. I'm also tracking efforts to archive all that social media footage, pushed by historians and law enforcement alike. Finally, the EU Commissioner for the Internal Market has indicated this will bring a new era of tougher social media regulation. Why do we care? Look, tech is all wrapped up in this story. Regulation is coming, and social media is just code for data management. Remember that. Everything happening here is private companies making decisions about their services. Terms of service are about risk management. Companies are saying, we've had enough. They aren't governments, they aren't public spaces, and they are saying their own risk is too much. When we move into criminal activities, it's enough is enough. I care because of the lessons about risk management for smaller companies. How much risk are you or your customers willing to put up with for your own products and services? So how did HBO Max end up on Amazon devices after months of a standoff? The information is saying it's due to Warner Media signing an extension of their AWS deal. Why do we care? This is about power. Sure, two big companies duking it out, but one is in so many lines of businesses, you can't ignore them. Then they use their position in one, cloud computing, to leverage the other, streaming services. That's the only reason we care. You might think that CEOs with experience are the best leaders for organizations. You would be wrong, according to the Harvard Business Review. Experience may not be an advantage. The article, based on 20 years of study, found that execs who ran two companies in a row performed 70% better the first time. That's measured by shareholder returns. Why? They, quote, fall back on the playbook from their last job. Why do we care? I look for leadership lessons all the time. Learning that experience may not be one for leadership is important. If leaders just fall back on their playbooks, companies aren't adapting. Good to know if you want somebody to run the same plays. Bad if you're looking for new leadership or new plans. This is human nature to some degree. You do what you think works. Important to know as you think about hiring people too. They do what they know. I also need to follow up on that Bluetooth-enabled chastity device. Remember that? The one that had a flaw where you could be locked in remotely by somebody else? Yeah, that one. The source code for the Chastity Lock ransomware is now publicly available for researchers. Meanwhile, a new trend in ransomware is emerging. It seems the gangs are focused on top-tier workstations, finding execs and managers to find juicy information. Why? Well, to force better ransom payments from the top brass. Why do we care? I can't resist that Chastity Lock story because of the absurdity of it. Not everything needs to be online. Open sourcing software isn't a panacea, but researchers are able to provide insights, and that's a good thing. Now, learning that attackers are getting more focused? That's news. It's more evidence of the transitions to extortionware. Now, criminals are attacking targets selectively to find the best use of their time. It's smart. It's also intensely dangerous and harder to protect against. As it becomes systemized too, you're fighting against better and better adversaries, bringing a water gun to a tank battle. Carl Palchuk has literally written the book on SMB-focused technology with his Managed Services in a Month book. You may have read his newsletter or attended a webinar or seen a podcast or video. But did you know you can actually get access to all that education in a single, powerful community? With all of his books, over 20, hundreds of hours of recorded training in video and audio format, thousands of pages of downloads, checklists, SOPs, and live member meetings every week, the Small Biz Thoughts community gives you access to everything, as well as unique members-only content. To join, check out smallbizthoughts.org. Just because you're in business for yourself doesn't mean you have to go it alone. Thanks for listening. This week, a call for a little bit of help. Listeners, I need your voice. Go ahead and pull up the Voice Memos app on your phone and record yourself saying, "Why do we care?" Ask the question and send it my way, dave@mspradio.com. I'm looking to diversify the sound of the show a little bit. Talk to you again tomorrow.